Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Are you in Manhattan having come through Penn Station this morning? Governor Cuomo feels your pain. He had this to say last week at one of the Association for a Better New York luncheons.
Penn Station is the train version of LaGuardia. It is decrepit, and it's a front to riders to use it. Well, why are you so negative on Penn Station? Because it's terrible. That's why I'm so negative on Penn Station.
And that was by way of introducing a plan that would open a new Long Island Railroad and Amtrak station in the Farley Post Office building, which is really across 8th Avenue from the current Penn Station, by 2020. Plans to reimagine and redo major transit hubs are not in short supply around town. Even beyond that, in addition to the governor's plan, the New York Times commissioned its own Penn Station redesign, and the Port Authority released five designs for a new Port Authority bus terminal, with the caveat that none of them would be the final version. And the idea of moving it to New Jersey is still being discussed, or at least part of it. Joining me to sort through the competing visions of commuter nirvana versus commuter hell is WNYC transportation reporter Kate Hines. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Brian. And I think that was the first time nirvana was ever used in proximity to either Penn Station or Port Authority bus terminal.
Good point. Let's start with Port Authority, because this is pretty complicated. And there's a little bit of hot potato going on with New Jersey insisting that the new terminal will be in Manhattan, and some New York groups continuing to advocate for more of it across the river.
Right.
Why?
The port has said for years now that it knows it needs to replace the bus terminal. And until fairly recently, it was saying, well, we'll just rebuild it somewhere in Midtown Manhattan. And then about a year or so ago, the New York side of the Port Authority started saying, well, maybe we don't need this behemoth in Manhattan, and we can move some of it across the river to New Jersey, or all of it across the river to New Jersey. The idea being that there was some fantasy rail line like the 7 extension to Secaucus that would somehow seamlessly shuttle commuters into Midtown. The New Jersey side of the port freaked out about this because the words one seat commute are very important to most people who come in from across the river. And so this went back and forth for a long time.
One seat commute, meaning you get on your train or bus, wherever
right.
it is, and you wind up in Manhattan.
Right. You get on your bus in Teaneck or Hackensack, you come to the Port Authority bus terminal, and then maybe you walk to your office. Like, that's the goal. But the money is a big stumbling block, and eventually it became a bargaining chip between both sides, and the New York side agreed to commit to putting a bus terminal in Midtown Manhattan in exchange for the LaGuardia airport renovation, which the New Jersey side had been holding up. As you can see, the port is not a political nirvana by any stretch of the imagination. Also, concurrent,
as David Wildstein was telling me just the other day, but that's another story.
Concurrent to this is the idea that the port knows they have to build this Port Authority bus terminal, but they really had no idea. You know, it seemed when you went to the board meetings, they had no idea how to do it. At one point, there were board members even saying, we don't know what the hell we're doing. I mean, it was quite astonishing. So they commissioned this design and deliverability competition to solicit new ideas for the Port Authority bus terminal. And then local New York officials started to say, wait a minute. You're going to build a new bus terminal? We haven't paid a lot of attention to this. We haven't heard anything about this. Where's the public process? So people like Jerry Nadler and Gail Brewer and Dick Gottfried and members of the de Blasio administration went to the Port Authority and said, you got to kill this design and deliverability competition. This is not going to happen. So then a compromise was hashed out, and the end result being the port has committed to building a bus terminal in Midtown Manhattan, possibly a bus terminal in New Jersey as well, to siphon off some of the excess. No one is sure how they're going to pay for it, and those five designs that they released may just be pretty things to look at that have nothing to do with anything that will be built in the future.
Huh. Now, is it the neighborhood basically around the Port Authority bus terminal now on, you know, 40th to 42nd Street that doesn't want it rebuilt there?
It's not. Yeah, I mean, the neighborhood, the two words that terrify people that live in Hell's Kitchen are eminent domain. I mean, the Port Authority is talking about moving the bus terminal a block west. It's a pretty thriving community. I think that there's also a concern that the port right now is not the best neighbor in the world. There's already buses idling on the street. Mm. They don't want to build something that's bigger, brings in even, you know, hundreds of more buses a day when there's already things like an air pollution issue in that neighborhood.
So it's this issue of it's the issues like that,
right,
that led the local politicians in the community to push back.
Right.
On planning a new and maybe expanded Port Authority bus terminal.
Yeah, and the Port Authority has said things like, you know, taking private property is to be discouraged, which doesn't exactly assuage your concerns if you're a small business owner, you know, in that neighborhood.
Now, Mayor de Blasio doesn't seem particularly engaged in this issue, at least the specifics of it. I asked him if he shares the neighborhood's concerns during our Ask the Mayor segment last week, and he said this.
The notion that we need an updated Port Authority bus terminal, absolutely correct. It should be a priority, but it has to be done very carefully with the surrounding community. There's lots of impacts this will have, obviously potential congestion and other effects. So that's about respecting the community, involving the community, but I hope and I believe we can get to a good place.
So he got a little specific there, actually, to give him some credit, talking about potential congestion and other impacts.
Right. Although I have to say, I've been kind of surprised by how disengaged in the past in that both Cuomo and de Blasio have been about this. I mean, New York City gets a big chunk of its workforce from west of the Hudson River. And, is you know, Cuomo likes to talk about Penn Station and LaGuardia. I haven't heard Governor Cuomo say one word about the Port Authority bus terminal. And this moves more commuters from New Jersey across the river in the rush hours of the morning than New Jersey Transit does into Penn Station.
But I would not imagine that most New Yorkers would want the main Port Authority bus terminal to just be in New Jersey. You know, just speaking for myself, and maybe I'm unrepresentative, but as somebody who's lived much of my adult life in New York City without a car, I've taken the shuttles to the airport from Port Authority. I've taken, you know, the bus from Port Authority to go to Albany or other relatively local trips. I don't want to have to go to New Jersey to get to LaGuardia Airport. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one really wants to do that. And that's why it was such a contentious issue.
All right, let's talk about Penn Station. Now, take us back a little bit, because the history of this is so interesting. The destruction of the original McKim, Mead, and White design Penn Station gave birth to the city's preservation movement, because it was considered such an affront, at least to design, right?
Right. It's almost like the Irish potato famine. Like, it's had something that has had repercussions and reverberations for decades. It's like in the collective memory of people that care about municipal culture in New York City. When the original was torn down, it was hugely contentious at the time. I think it was 1963. But remember, this was during the rise of the car. You know, automobile ownership was picking up tremendously, and transit ridership was dropping. At the same time that Penn Station was being destroyed, people were leaving the subways. So trains and train stations just didn't seem to be as important as they are today and as they would be in the future.
Now, on the new Penn Station, the one that Governor Cuomo was saying could be built under the Farley Post Office across 8th Avenue there by 2020, which is actually really fast for these things.
That's pedal to the metal.
Since it's kind of about to be 2017. The governor said the funding is all lined up. In fact, he would object to my using the word plan to describe it.
The new train hall that we're building will be magnificent and will be world class. And New York will not have seen anything like it in decades and decades. In size, it is massive, 250,000 square feet, 10 stories high, 50% larger than the existing Penn Station.
All right, so there he's talking about the size and the grandeur. We'll get back to the plan of it in a minute.
It's going to be huge, Brian.
Huge. that's huge.
Huge.
It's phase two of this plan, the renovation of the underground Penn Station and the subways and the rest of the LIRR station, where there's pushback from, I gather, the New York Times?
Yeah. I mean, the complaint is and has been for some time right now that Cuomo's plan does not move Madison Square Garden, and this is something that people have wanted to move for decades. Our colleague Jim O'Grady once described Madison Square Garden as something that squats on Long Island Railroad like a bully. It really limits Penn Station's ability to be remotely welcoming. The reason that Penn Station is so dark and dank and a rabbit warren is because Madison Square Garden is on top of it. And part of the Cuomo plan does call for revamping the Long Island Railroad corridor and making the subway stations more modern. But it really, without the removal of Madison Square Garden, that piece of it will remain basically the same. And the criticism is that no amount of LED ceilings displaying skies and clouds will be able to disguise that fact, which is what the governor has called for.
Is there any realistic political possibility of moving Madison Square Garden?
Well, it doesn't sound like it from the governor's point of view. He seems to address it as a dead issue. But remember, 3 years ago, the city council voted to only give Madison Square Garden's operating permit a 10-year renewal. So they have 7 years left on that operating permit, at which point they have to come before the city council. And when the city council voted on it 3 years ago, the vote was 47-1. Like, the city itself seemed very united in saying Madison Square Garden has to move. So I feel like we're getting set up for another battle royale on this issue.
By the way, is this a plan, Governor? Can I call this a plan?
This is not a plan. I don't announce plans with caveats. This is what is going to happen.
He doesn't announce plans with caveats?
That was like a very dad voice.
What is he, a dictator? I mean, this is so politically complicated.
It's very politically complicated. And he has made reference to the fact that the financing is lined up. And I'm not entirely sure about that, because some of the money required to build, to turn the Farley Post Office into the Moynihan Station is predicated on the sale of the air rights. You know, the Metro North, Long Island Railroad is on the hook for something like $120 million more than it thought it would be. And that money's not there in its capital budget. So,
in other words, they would build over that post office building, which is pretty low rise.
Right.
They would build a tower there, presumably, or sell the rights to a developer to build a tower, and that would do a lot to finance the new Penn Station.
That's the plan, but that is one of the reasons that it was on hold for so long to begin with, that the, you know, original plans way back decades ago involved air rights and office towers and developers' ambitious plans, and those just never went anywhere.
Just give me one more word on Madison Square Garden. Why does it matter so much to so many people that it be moved? If they put this, as the governor wants, at that Farley post office location across 8th Avenue, and they can get the money from the air rights and everything, and it does have all the grandeur that the governor described in that other clip, wouldn't it really work well for the people who travel through there?
It's going to be better. I mean, I think that there's no question that anything you do is going to be better, but it almost feels like Cuomo's approach is perfect is the enemy of good, and there's the pushback is something like, good is the enemy of better. Farley sounds like it's going to be beautiful. It's going to harken back to the way things used to be in the grand days of railroad stations. There's going to be glass. There's going to be skylights. It's going to be light-filled. None of that is really going to happen in the current Penn Station across the street as long as Madison Square Garden is there.
All right. Well, people will continue to commute in and out of New York, most of them from New Jersey, if they're not already in the city, as well as from Long Island and Westchester. And I guess Metro North goes to Grand Central, but everybody else winds up at Penn Station.
Well, Metro North will one day go to Penn Station, Brian.
That's part of the plan?
Eventually, yes.
And the Long Island Railroad will go to Grand Central.
Exactly.
So hopefully it will all be better as planned. Oh, there, I said plan again. Sorry, Governor. Kate Hines, our transportation reporter. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.